Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm excited today to have with me on Connected Bishop Michael Goines, and he is the senior pastor of Outreach Family Fellowship, located in two locations, Dillon and Florence, South Carolina. Bishop, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Thank you, Prophet Tim. I am so glad to be with you and with the listening audience today, participants today. I put it like that. Praise God.
Absolutely. And Bishop, tell us a little bit about your church down there. Now, you have two locations in Dillon and Florence, South Carolina.
Yes, sir. We call ourselves One Fellowship, one church in two locations, in Dillon and in Florence. It started in the Florence church in '82, and maybe about 15 years ago we started an extension in Florence, and God is doing some great things. He's bringing us to a place of restoration and renewal. We believe that we are experiencing a revival and that He's chosen our fellowship to be a kingdom fellowship to help bring forth and to bring about a revival and a renewal in our area.
Praise God. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our special guest today on Connected, Bishop Michael Goines.
Home for Christmas. It's Christmas, and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I am back with my special guest today on Connected, Bishop Michael Goines, and he is the senior pastor of Outreach Family Fellowship, located in two locations. It's one church or one fellowship located in two locations, Dillon and Florence, South Carolina. And Bishop, we do welcome you to today's edition of Connected.
Thank you, sir. I am so glad and full of excitement and expectancy to be with you.
Praise God. The last conversations we had when you and my wife Sharon and I were on Connected here a few weeks back, there were some callers that called in, and they were very, very well pleased with what the topic of conversation was all about. And we were talking about the Absalom spirit during that time. And, of course, we know how that is getting into churches all across America and the world that we live in. But I just really believe today what the Holy Spirit is trying to say, that we need to set an atmosphere in our bodies, in our fellowships, which is an atmosphere of worship. Because when we see an atmosphere of worship that is sustained, it becomes, praise God, not only a culture, but it becomes a belief system. It literally becomes a good stronghold. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's edition of Connected, about worship and how God is restoring the spirit of worship in the house of God. And Bishop Goines, would you open us up and begin the discussion today about the topic of worship and what God is doing in your house?
I surely will, my brother. God is restoring our worship. I had gotten some information some years ago about it was information I gleaned from reading about the histories of the revival and the latter rain, the Azusa Street in particular. And I'd read something, and I'm trying to search it out and find out where I got it. I know I got it because I recorded it, about in the last days that the enemy would attack the musical and worship aspect of the church. And it has surely happened. And so what the Lord is doing in our house, and I believe this is the mind of the Lord in the whole body of Christ, He's bringing us back to a place of restoring the tabernacle of David, bringing back true and pure worship. I believe that one of the reasons why the climate and the atmosphere in the church is not producing like it should is that the Holy Spirit is grieved because worship is not pure. It is art and not the heart. But I believe in this day and time, God is bringing us back to what true worship is all about. That it's not about our skills, it's not about competing, it's not about trying to move or impress man, but it's about offering an offering to God, a pure offering out of a pure spirit, a broken spirit, and a contrite heart, and that it encompasses and embraces our total lives, not just when we come to church, but at home and in the street, on our jobs, and in every area. Worship is obedience. Worship is fellowship. It is intimacy with God.
Praise God. You know, I like what Kenneth E. Hagin said several years ago in a booklet I was reading, and he says that worship is the highest kind of prayer.
Mm.
And all prayer is really, in essence, is our need crying out to God. I think of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, when Jehoshaphat did not appoint choir members, but he appointed singers unto the Lord, so that the enemies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that came against the children of Israel, they were smitten. But they
Absolutely.
Were not smitten, Bishop, until the appointed time came when these people began to do two things. Jehoshaphat appointed singers unto the Lord, and when they began to do two things, sing and praise, God set ambushments against the enemy, and the camp fell inward, and it fell apart, and the enemy was smitten. And the Bible says that they were days picking up the spoils.
Mm. But I'm telling you, prophet, we find the companion scripture to that in Acts the 16th chapter, when Paul and Silas were imprisoned for casting out a spirit of divination. Amen. And the Bible plainly says that they prayed, and then they sang hymns or they worshiped. I believe that when they prayed, they got God's attention. But when they began to worship and praise God and exalt the Lord, they got divine intervention.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we need in this hour and in this time. We need God to intervene. But I know he won't intervene until we get the worship pure. He's setting right now as a refiner and purifier of silver. He's purifying the sons of Levi, figuratively speaking, because we are a royal priesthood, that we might offer pure worships and praise, and not tainted worship or worship that is abominable, or giving God, you know, our leftovers, you know, as they was doing in the days of Malachi. But God is demanding that we give him our best, our utmost for his highest. That's Oswald Chambers
said,
in his little book, our utmost for his highest. How dare we give God our leftovers? How dare we exhaust ourselves and we serve man all day long and we give man our best, but yet we give God our worst? I believe that when we get worship right, when we get it right as a state of our heart and begin to do it in a fervent and earnest way, in a holy way, we're going to see God come and smell. In the book of Amos, he said that because they were not, you know, doing right, they were not executing justice and judgment, they were not taking care of the widows, he said he's not going to smell in their solemn assemblies. He said to them, take away the noise away from me. God wants to smell, and he wants to do some great and mighty things, but he won't accept our worship is right. He wants to inhabit our praise. He wants to dwell in the midst of our atmosphere when we create a climate and an atmosphere of worship.
Praise God. You know, several years ago when I was an evangelist traveling in the early 1980s, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in a Sunday afternoon service in an Assembly of God congregation, and he said, praise elevates us into the presence of God, but worship keeps us there. And I believe what God wants us to do is to come into the temple of God with clean hands and a pure heart. And the spirit of holiness must return into the heart of the believers. At Father's House here in Grantsville, Maryland, Pastor Sharon and I, we talk about three different things: believers, disciples, and then sons and daughters. And I believe in order to become a son and a daughter, you must become a mature disciple and follow Christ. Why would you want to follow a man if they're not following Christ?
Amen.
But that's what the Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And so we are setting an example by living out the word of God that God has placed within our hearts. Bishop, I tell you, God is wanting us to return to a spirit of worship in the house of God, sir.
Absolutely, sir. And I believe that when Jesus came into the temple, and he beat out the money changers and them that were selling the turtle doves and all of that. I mean, I believe the same thing is happening in the body of Christ today, where we have people that are real and sincere. He's purging his house that he can come in, and his house will be called a house of prayer for all people. And as you've already said, that the greatest and highest kind of prayer is worship. I believe that when we get things back in order, and when we stop allowing the world to merchandise, that was the prophecy from the Azusa Street, that they would come in and that the devil would use, because Lucifer was, you know, he was the worshiper. He would come in and he would distort and pervert the worship and the praise of the church in the last days. But thank God, I believe that there is a remnant church who's lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting, and that we're coming back to God to give him a pure offering, to be holy and to be sanctified in our reverence and in our worship.
Praise God. I'm loving this conversation today with Bishop Michael Goines, the senior pastor of Outreach Family Fellowship in Dillon and in Florence, South Carolina. Stay tuned. We're going to be back, and we're going to be praying here in just a moment.
Her house was where the family gathered every Christmas Eve. A feast was on the table and gifts were placed beneath the tree. Everything was picture perfect, and Grandpa would laugh and say, that woman spends a whole year getting ready for this day. One year the leaves began to fall and her health began to fade. We moved her to a place where they could watch her night and day. But she kept making plans for Christmas from her little room. She told everyone, "I'll miss you, but I'll be leaving soon. I'm going home for Christmas, and I'm going home to stay. I'm going home for Christmas, and nothing's gonna keep me away." Outside and falling to be covered by the snow. The family comes with food and gifts, and Grandpa comes alone. There's a sadness in our silence as the Christmas story's read, and with tears Grandpa reminds us of the words that Grandma said.
I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, Bishop and Apostle Michael Goines, and he is the senior pastor and the chief presiding apostle over Outreach Family Fellowship with two locations located in Dillon and in Florence, South Carolina. And we pray that his conversation today has been a blessing to your heart and life. Bishop, any last words on the subject of worship before we go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes, I want to encourage all of the believers out there that God has given each of us a charge and a commitment to worship him in spirit and in truth, and especially during this season of Advent where we've designated on the calendar to recognize the incarnation, that we should begin to practice worship on an individual basis. And don't wait until you come to the gathering of the saints, but begin to worship God in your home. Begin to worship God as you go out and come in. Let worship become an obsession, a magnificent obsession, because it's the highest calling. There's no higher calling, and there's no greater honor that God gave to man and gave to us than to be true worshipers. Praise God.
Filling the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in studio here in Grantsville, Maryland at He's Alive Radio. Also going across the airwaves, we're getting ready to pray over your needs. And this week, by the U.S. Postal Mail, we have received several pieces of mail and prayer requests that have been coming in, folks that are dying in stage 4 cancer, several people that are suffering from diabetes, heart conditions, heart disease, and things such as this, folks that are in the hospital with pneumonia. We are going to the Lord in prayer right now over your needs. Stretch your hands right now forward toward the radio as a point of contact, and through the law of contact and transmission, when we begin to pray, receive your miracle today in Jesus' name. Bishop Goins, would you take us to the throne of grace in prayer?
Oh, gracious Father, today we come together in Jesus' name. You said if two of us can touch as agreeing on anything that we would ask, you would do it. Today we know that you are Lord of lords and you're King of kings over every need and over sickness, and you're the Lord over cancer and trouble, and you're the Lord over poverty or whatever the adversity, whatever the ailment might be, you are Lord. Oh, and there's nothing too hard for you. Today we agree with those who stand in need. We agree through this point of contact that they're being delivered right now. We speak faith and release the faith of God. We release the faith of God through our prayer of agreement, and we bind and we rebuke every enemy, the adversary, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of depression, every spirit of discouragement, whatever the spirit might be, the ruler of darkness, whatever destroyer that has been sent, oh, to frustrate, to aggravate, and cause the people to be downtrodden. We rebuke the enemy right now, and we release the people. We set the captive free by the authority of Jesus Christ in his name. We not only bind the enemy, we not only tie him up, but we release the people. We release them from attacks and from the agony, the frustration, the degradation of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God and praise God. If you've been touched by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want you right now to go to your phone and dial that number, 301-895-3292, and somebody on the other end of the phone will pick up and just rejoice with you that you have
Amen.
Been touched by
Amen.
The name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Also, there's a place online if you would like to give your testimony. You've been healed in your body. You've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by listening to this radio broadcast. We would encourage you to go online at HESalive.net. HESalive.net, and you can leave your testimony there, and we will rejoice with you. In Jesus' name. Bishop, thank you so much for coming and sharing today on this edition of Connected.
Thank you, my comrade. Thank you for inviting me. I'm always available and ready to go in battle with you and to agree with you and with all the people around the world that this great ministry that God has given you all is reaching. I'm just full of excitement about what the Lord is doing.
Praise God, and we'll be back the same time tomorrow right here on Connected.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HESalive.net or at HESalive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.